He did that to me. Get over it. Be who you need to be. In the waiting, prepare so that when it's time, you're ready. I'm overflowing. I got to get it out. I remember the last time I preached, not at the women's conference, the time before. I said, man, it's been a long time. I am ready for this. Normally I say, you just got me. You just get me. But man, I was so overflowing because it had been forever. And I'm like, I am ready for this. Why? Because there's so much in that needed to get out. When you're walking in the street and you see somebody walking, there should be so much in. You say, you know what? How are you doing today? I just feel like, can I pray for you? Do you have anything you need prayer for? It doesn't have to be, you got to get saved or you're going to hell. Gosh, do you know how many people run from that stuff? Like, that's not how people get saved. You didn't get saved that way. Nobody else is getting saved that way. Fire and brimstone, you're going to be living in it if you don't change your life. It's the truth, but you don't do that. That's not what you do. You love. Is there anything I can pray for you today? And if they say no, it's okay. They're not rejecting you. Unfortunately, they're rejecting the Father. But you were ready. You were prepared on your way to do what you were supposed to do while you were waiting for whatever thing that you had to do. You were prepared. Waiting in line at the pharmacy. Phil will grab somebody. If you see him waiting and you don't want grabbed, you better walk the other direction. He is going to grab you every single time, unless he already has somebody else grabbed, right? That is something that I am like, I'm an introvert. I know that's hard for some of you to believe, but I really, truly am. Like, some of my best days, I just want to stay at home and be by me. Me, myself, and Jesus. And, you know, I'm good with that. My husband is an extrovert. You all know that. Obviously, I don't even have to tell you that. But the way and the compassion and the love in his heart to talk to everybody about Jesus. Me, I have to work it up. I do. I have it in there, but I have to, Jesus, is that really you? Okay. Hey, is there anything I can pray for you today? There's some days I'm really brave and I'll just go do it without asking Jesus again. But there's some days I'm like, are you really sure? I've had a bad day. People have yelled at me all day, and I don't want yelled at again, and you sure? But what if you think they're going to yell at you, and they do, and you go to walk away, but then they say, you know what, though? Wait, I'm so sorry. I've had this and this and this going on today. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm just having a super bad day. Well, then you do need prayer. Please let me pray for you. I know what that is, and I can't do it alone, and we're not meant to do it alone. Let me pray for you and have Jesus help you. Amen? Unoffendable. I think we talked about that the last time too. Just being unoffendable so that you're not stopped doing what God would have you to do. Right? You know what? How many times, don't raise your hands, couples. Do not raise your hands. But how many times have you been coming to church and you got in a fight with your spouse or your kids? And you said, we ought to just turn around and go home. What do you think was behind that? That's the enemy trying to get you to go home because there was something there for you. Are y'all giving Ronnie a hard time? Ronnie would never cause an argument or a fight. I think well of my brother. I don't want to choke on the water, though, but... but... understand that you were probably supposed to talk to somebody or you had been going through something because obviously something's there that you could have been so easily distracted from your task at hand, right? Like there's some issues in your heart. You're hurt. You're tired. Just had a bad week. Whatever it is, but the enemy's going to use it to distract you. So then you get to church and you don't give the word that the God put on your heart for somebody. I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting in a service over in Bodkins and somebody's gotten up and given, and here, and somebody's gotten up and given a word that hit me straight in the situation that I was in. But if I had stayed home, I wouldn't have got that and wouldn't have went out refreshed. wouldn't have went out strengthened, wouldn't have went out and just breathe a fresh breath, amen? There are times that you just need to do that. But if I had stayed home or we'd have turned around and went home, I wouldn't have had that. Or what if you were that person that's supposed to give that word? What if you're that person that was supposed to give somebody a hug that day because they're on their last leg? They've got so much piled on them. They cannot handle not one more thing. And they just need a hug from you. Why you? I don't know. God says it, not me. God is the one who sets that in place, not me. But it's you. It's you, that the face that they need. There's something that you've done in their lives that they really look to you for strength and comfort sometimes. And it's you. Get up. Go. Quit allowing the enemy to stop us when we're waiting. Amen? All right. Let me see if it works. Of course it did. I had some other examples of waiting and what they did when they waited. And I'm not going to read them because it's getting late. But think of Paul and Silas in the prison. Midnight hour, they start to pray. And then they start to praise. Start singing praises. And all of a sudden, an earthquake hits. And the prison doors are left open. And the chains fall off of not just them, but everybody that was in there at that time. Your freedom can be somebody else's freedom. If you just do what you're supposed to do when you wait. That's one of my favorite stories. And that was where the Lord kind of first started showing me what I have for you is for everybody around you. And when you get it, they're going to start getting it. I thought, wow. That's when he started telling me when you drive down the road and there's protection on you, just think. So is that car, any car that comes in contact with you. They're safe. They're not wrecking either. Because you're safe. Because I watch over you. I protect you. Lest you dash your foot against a stone, I'm going to bear you up. Because you're safe, they're safe. How cool is that? The other one, Peter, was in the prison. And I don't know if you remember, I would take you there. I can tell you probably the scripture where Peter was in prison. Acts 12, 5 through 16. Peter's in the prison. And they're praying for him in a house. They're praying for him as he's in prison. And as they're praying, and as he's in prison, an angel comes and gets Peter and gets him out of the prison. And he takes him and he gets him out of there and then, you know, leads him to where this house is. And then the angel leaves. And then so Peter goes and knocks on the door. And the woman comes and says, oh, it's Peter. Slams the door and goes back. Well, why are you slamming the door in his face? You're doing what you're supposed to do while you're waiting for him to come home. You were praying for him. That's why he got his freedom. Because somebody was praying for him. Now they came back, they got him, and they were all excited. But don't be surprised when you get what you're asking God for. Because it's going to happen. But when we wait,